Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Diane Tomasik, a volunteer with Friends of the Blake Library. The Friends Book Depot will hold a half-price sale on classics and vintage books May 23rd through the 27th to raise money for Martin County's libraries. The largest used bookstore on the Treasure Coast has amassed a huge collection of classic, vintage novels and almost rare books. Diane, welcome back to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thanks for having me once again.
For someone who's never been to or heard of the Book Depot, what will they find there?
They will be delighted and surprised. We're in the B&A flea market right toward the very back, and they'll find a couple of rooms full of books and CDs and books on tape that are very well organized. The area is bright and clean, and it's about 30,000 books. In fact, one of our volunteers went around and counted one day, and the stock comes and goes, so it holds pretty stable at 30,000 bargains, as we like to call it, because nothing in there is really regularly priced more than $4 or $5.
And the profits benefit all of the libraries in Martin County, is that right?
That's correct. We have volunteers from each of the six library branches who take part in the Book Depot. And the sales, the proceeds from all the sales throughout a quarter, are then divvied up evenly amongst the library branches to help support buying more materials for the libraries and also support the great programming that the library system has.
And how much funding does the Book Depot bring in for you on a yearly basis?
In the last year, it brought in about $70,000. I think it's going to be even better because Eddie Evans, the lead volunteer there, has been coming up with creative sales and promotion and advertising and things like that. And this vintage and almost rare, as she calls it, book sale is one of those strategies. When she sees, all the Book Depot volunteers see that they're getting like an abundance of one type of thing, they'll say, let's have a sale and, you know, make room and bring in more money and bring in more people that maybe didn't know about the Book Depot previously.
And this sale is specifically for classics and vintage books.
Yes. We must have gotten a great donation of vintage books, books from the 40s and 50s, in, and I know they have them all boxed up and ready to put out for the sale. And our classics table is always popular place to visit. I imagine it's good for students who have a book assignment at school, or even just people who want to catch up. You know, hey, I never read Grapes of Wrath when I was in school, and want to catch up on that. So that is a popular table, and those all will be half price during the sale. I heard from the volunteers that there's also an abundance of biographies. One of the things that happens to our stock is that, you know, we do get donations from the public, but then when the libraries cull books from their shelves that maybe haven't been checked out in a long time or they have too many copies of one book, it goes to the Book Depot. And so biographies are in abundance right now. And even though they're not part of the half price sale, you know, they're only $2 or $3 a piece and you can find some real gems there.
So if you're stocking up on books for your summer vacation, that could certainly be worthwhile stopping by.
Absolutely.
I'm speaking today with Diane Tomasik, a volunteer with Friends of the Blake Library. You mentioned people can donate books. Is that where you get most of the books, or is it from libraries?
You know, I think it's a good combination, but I think it's primarily donations from the public. And I know it's hard to complain about people's generosity, but sometimes it is overwhelming. And so, you know, it's overwhelming when we run a sale.
So people at any point can just drop books off, or should they contact you first?
Right, they can drop books off at the Book Depot during the limited hours that it is open. You know, since it is volunteer run, it's, you know, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are the hours there. But they can also just take them to their local Martin County Library. And each of the libraries itself has kind of like an in-house used bookstore. So they kind of divvy it up, whether they keep them within the libraries or send them along to the Book Depot.
I've been speaking today with Diane Tomasik. If you'd like to find out more about the Friends Book Depot and their half-price sale on classics and vintage books coming up May 23rd to 27th, just go to their website, friendsbookdepot.com. Diane, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
I appreciate it. Thank you.